Illinois Governor George Ryan and State Agriculture Director Joe Hampton are walking through the farm of Mike Sauter in the central Illinois town of Tremont. The 103 acres does not look much like a farm. There are ponds, hills, and a lot of trees, a stark contrast to the typical Midwestern farm. The reason the farm looks like this is because Sauter is taking part in the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, or CREP. The program uses a combination of state and federal dollars to pay landowners to convert some of their land to wildlife preserve. Sauter says the location of his land made him a perfect candidate for the program.
The idea, I think, behind it is to take highly erodible ground out of production to stop erosion. The silt and erosion from the highly erodible ground goes into the Mackinac, which in turn ends up in the Illinois River.
That silt in the Illinois River has been clogging it up, almost to the point of turning some parts into a marsh and threatening wildlife in the river area. The Illinois is a major tributary of the Mississippi River. It's the source of drinking water for more than 1 million people and carries more than 35 million tons in barge traffic each year. Sauter says considering the low prices for grain and the subsidy for conservation areas, it makes sense to take the land out of production. But Sauter says there's more to it for him than just the money.
I guess I would have to say that I'm sure in a lot of cases it does come down to that. But this project here is something that my wife and I have been hoping to get for quite some time, and that's what we wanted to put in the wildlife area. And so for us, we probably would have done it anyway.
Environmental groups like the CREP program, but are now saying that a new federal proposal will undo most of its anti-siltation benefits. The plan is sponsored by Missouri Senator Christopher Bond and would appropriate nearly $5 billion over the next several years to double the size of 2 locks on the Illinois River and 5 locks on the Mississippi. The agriculture industry wants the improvements to lower transportation costs for grain and make U.S. products cheaper in foreign markets. But environmentalists oppose the expansion. Jack Darren is the state field representative for the Sierra Club of Illinois. He says the proposal will increase the amount of barge traffic on the river and add to the silt problem.
If we look at the subsidies that would be provided to expanding these locks as opposed to the incentives that we're providing farmers to try to reform land management practices, you know, it really dwarfs the good money that's going to help the river. And we think that rather than wasting the taxpayers' money on projects that are going to hurt the river, they could be much better directed to projects like the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program.
Environmentalists say they are not numb to the needs of the farmers and have their own ideas on how to help them in times of low prices. They say the real problem is that American farms are overproducing and forcing prices down. They advocate taking more land out of production. Illinois Governor George Ryan will not specifically endorse expanding locks on the river, but he says it's important to protect the agriculture industry's interests as much as possible.
Agriculture is our number one industry in the state. And we can't lose track of that. It's the number one industry in Illinois. We're number one or two in the export of grains, and we got to stay competitive in the world marketplace. And to do that, we have to provide the kind of tools that are necessary while still trying to maintain some balance with the environment.
Even though Mike Sauter believes in protecting the environment, he says he's a farmer first. He says it's unreasonable to expect farmers to give up all their competitive advantages in the industry to protect the environment at all costs. He says a compromise is in order.
I think that the environmentalists sometimes are they're looking at what they want, and they're not looking at the landowner. They need to cooperate with the landowner. I mean, you can't just say, well, we want to do this and we want to do that. They need to have a little closer relationship with the landowners.
The expansion of locks on the Illinois and Mississippi rivers is still a proposal on Capitol Hill and has not even been written down as a formal legislative proposal. But Senator Bond has discussed the proposal with other members of Congress and received the support from many farm and agriculture groups. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull in Peoria, Illinois.